Good afternoon, this is Rudy. How can I help you?
Hi, Rudy. It's Nadine Medina. It looks like you called me, but I tried to listen to your voicemail, and I couldn't understand anything that
yes,
was being said.
Yes, I did call
said.
You, but for
sounded
some reason,
so far away.
I keep getting several different calls from different numbers, and I thought it might be you. So
oh,
I just
okay.
got one right now from a 630.
But
well, it is
I'm
you.
Calling
so anyway.
You- Yeah, I'm calling you from the voiceover internet. I'm not calling you from our actual 877 number. Usually, I will tell you this, when it's our team calling, they're going to call you from the 877 number.
All right.
Okay.
Anyway, so listen, I just wanted to let you know that it has been a pretty bad rap since we signed up with Splash.
Uh-huh.
Because we've been, I guess, in business for months and months and months, and
uh-huh.
I haven't got a single call for a possible appointment to look at my flooring or my carpeting.
Uh-huh.
So I am pretty sure that you guys, the company itself, if there is a call or several calls or whatever you see, which is always forwarded to my number. So you, whoever team is in charge, they should be aware that there is absolutely no communication on this line. So there's nothing
your
happening.
Phone line? Okay.
Of course, nobody's calling my company. Nobody's logging into and checking in or requesting for anything. I did get probably throughout all these months around five people. One of them, I told you, this was pretty much right after the website went online, that this fellow asked me if I was in the installation business for carpeting or hardwood floor. I say, not really. And he says, well, you know, I just saw your website, and I just wanted you to know that I am a carpet installer, so I would like to see if it's possible maybe to work for you. So I didn't pay attention to it. So I said, no, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Somebody else called me probably a month and a half later, and it says, like, I saw your website, and I have a large project coming up in nearby, like 2 miles away, whatever. He says, I would like to know if you have, if you could help me out with this project. I have about, 700 square yards of carpeting to be installed at a church. I said, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
So are you requesting for carpeting samples or flooring samples? He says, no. I just want to make sure that, you know, somebody will be installing the carpeting that I have. So that's when I realized, you know what, maybe the website is not quite worded to the point that I am in the market to sell carpeting and hardwood floor, which obviously it is goes along with the installation. So I talked to somebody because of the car that I had on file was stolen, so I guess the payment didn't go through this last month or whatever month it was, and so I contact somebody and Lisa or Tina or whatever, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
And she says, well, you know what, I'm going to be your
Lily.
Account manager.
Yeah,
and
I see that.
Into it. Who is
yeah.
that?
Lily. So yeah, my Lily. Lily's going to
yeah.
be your account manager on your account. I see that she also gave you a credit. I'm reading her notes, and she's actually, I believe that she's also going to be following up. I know that she put in some notes in here in the account after speaking with you,
mm-hmm.
In regards to the carpet installation, about how the descriptions, so I'm reading through it all right now.
It's very simple.
Mm-hmm.
I am in the business to sell carpeting and hardwood floor.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line. So if anybody sees my ad, you should see something that this company is selling flooring items, like carpet and hardwood.
Yeah.
Obviously, I don't even want to emphasize anymore an installation, because I don't know if people are getting the wrong perception of what I have.
The wrong impression, yeah.
And so this girl, Lily, she says that she's going to redo the website, she's going to change everything. And last time I heard from her was like a couple days ago, that yes, Rudy, we are still working at it. I just want to let you know that it's not done yet. As soon as it's done, I will communicate with you, blah, 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 blah. But there was another girl that was calling me a couple times about my payment. Mr. Garcia, I'm sorry to bother you, blah, blah, blah. Your payment didn't go through. And, you know, next month is going to be another month. And I said, listen, could you please do me a favor? Rather than going over all of these, can you talk to Lily? She's aware of what is happening with my account. And I guess she can help you to, you know, give you a better idea of what is happening. He says, well, you know, I can reach out to her, but you know, you are behind, and she keeps pounding on that. And I said, listen, I have no problem paying this bill, no problem. In fact, the reason why the payment has been not accepted is because my car was stolen. I have a new car, but I'm not going to give you the new car right now because, you know, I'm not getting anything out of this website. And she said, well, I don't know. I go, okay, well, we'll reach out. And then she reached out again and whatever. So I guess she stopped doing that, and then Lily came up with something, and so she's going to be handling this. Right?
Yeah, Lily's your account manager, so she's going to be the one handling it. You know, I did see that Tina called you. It's part of her job, right?
Right.
But I do see that there was notes left by her and Lily both, so... I'm glad that Lily's in charge of your account. I do see, you know, it's always notated when someone speaks with you. I was calling you, even though I read the account, I still had to call you because I have to acknowledge that you called me. Mm-hmm. I could not hear a word in your voicemail. It sounded like you were so far away. I knew that it was you that called because of the phone number. But other than that, I didn't hear anything that was mentioned in your voicemail. And I'm like, well, I'm still calling him anyways, regardless whether he talked to Lily or not, just to make sure that he knows that I've acknowledged that he called me, even though I missed the call, right? But I couldn't hear anything that was left on the voicemail. And I said, well, okay, I'm going to call him. I don't know what he said on the voicemail, but I'm still calling him. So.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know and that you should be aware that. From day one, I thought that everything was going to be beautiful. I thought that we were going to be able to work together. I thought that I was going to be able to get what I'm looking for. In fact, I have been completely bombarded by hundreds of people getting into, I guess they look at the website and through either Facebook or FaceTime, whatever those things are. And they've been leaving me messages. Mr. Garcia, we noticed that your web page is, I don't even know what that's talking about. I noted that your website needs some adjustment, arrangement, something, changes, these, that. We would love to work on it and try to give you a better perspective of blah, blah, blah. But I have a lot of those. So, I mean, I don't know. Everybody's looking at this thing here and they just keep.
Yeah.
I guess finding out the website and sending me messages, they see, I don't even know how they can see that there's no good response, or there is no response, or there is nobody calling my or logging into my company, on my website. But that's what they kind of, in fact, I have three of them today, just today. They are asking me if they would like to manage my account.
Well, yeah. Well, and I'm going to tell you why. Because you're always going to have our competitors calling you regardless. And I'm not saying that there haven't been some things that need to be fixed, right? That's definitely not what I'm saying. But what I will say is this. Absolutely, you're going to have our competitors calling you to try to get your business. Okay? Because what they want, and they're going to tell you, whatever they're going to tell you to get you thinking, wait a minute. And again, I'm not saying, Rudy, that some of these things need to be fixed, right? But even when everything's running smoothly, like, trust me, they know when our competitors are calling our clients because they are basically on a recorded call and we're hearing them say it. And we've heard our clients tell them, I am happy with my results. I am getting plenty of business. And then they still want to tell them, oh, well, okay, but you're still not. And it's like they'll make up things. And I'm not saying that that's your case, right? But I'm saying, I mean, I've heard calls where my clients have been called that I've signed up. And they're like literally saying, well, I could do a better job than local spots. How would you
Correct.
Even know
Correct.
That he signed up with us? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, again, you're going to get those kind of calls. I'm not going to say you never will.
So
it doesn't matter
far,
who you sign up with.
Not
you know
to phone
I mean?
Calls, but text messages. That's what I'm getting. And calls that they're coming in is because that's one of the reasons why I lost 3 of my credit cards. I have no clue exactly how this happened, but anyway, so I'm not, if I see something that is like really funny number or something, I'm not even answering that.
Yeah.
And the second thing, like this morning, somebody calling from, maybe some from your company because like, you know, there's not, the numbers coming in are like 773-630-847, you know, around my area,
if it is our team, if it's Lily, if it's anyone from customer service, they will call you from the 877 number.
Okay.
Me calling you is because I'm using the voice over internet because I'm on a different type of program when I'm making my calls out. So it's not necessarily from the 877 number unless if my call's not going through, then I go through a different phone. I go through a different phone app to call from our 877 number. But majority of the time, I'm doing click to call because you can imagine how many calls I make a day. So I have to make these calls quickly. If I go through the other system, it's just a couple little changes I have to do to call you from the 877 number, which I can.
Okay.
But when you call me, I'm just like, let me just call him right now. And so that's why you see a different number. But always whenever it's Lily or anyone from our customer service, they are going to call you from the 877 number.
I guess the main number for the slash, no?
Yes, correct. That is our main number.
Listen, we're going to give her another shot. We're going to check it out. Lily says that the whole website
has
been redone. And
she will stay on top of it. I promise you that. I'm glad that she's involved in this. We have a great team, but I think it's good for you to have an account manager. And I'm glad that it's Lily because when Lily says something, she executes it. And she's very cumple with what she says.
I'm very
you know?
Happy that, you know,
she's very confident with her.
At the very beginning, every single person that I talked to, in fact, there was this very sweet girl in, I think she moved to Spain from California.
Oh, Selena? Selena.
I guess so. Listen, I talk to everybody, and everybody's very nice, very sweet, to the point, very knowledgeable people, which is great.
But you need it
the
done.
One thing that I don't understand what's happening is like if for some reason somebody is managing the traffic on my website or on all of your accounts, because you have to do that, and you see that on this particular account, we don't see any activity at all whatsoever. So we're going to have to reach out. And, hey, Mr. Garcia, we noticed that you are pretty low on, you know, traffic. Is there anything? Are you on vacation? You are not working. You are not answering. Whatever.
Yeah.
Something needs to be done there because I was for months, you know, January, February, March, April, May. And if there's no traffic, it's like, hey, something is happening here.
You're like, what's going on? Yeah.
Yeah, this company here is gonna pull the plug. So before none of that happens, we gotta
before
reach
it gets
out
there.
And find out.
Yeah.
Could we help? Can we change something? Is there something that you need? And then, you know, we will continue to do it. Like in this case, I would like to continue to give her a shot. Although there's a couple of things that I need to do myself, like, you know, those, You said that at the very beginning that I needed to get some feedback from customers.
Get some reviews. Yeah, because it's a modern day word of mouth. Those are important porque it's like now people get to really read about your services, right? Even if they don't know your company by name, but they read a review from someone who's utilized your program, mm-hmm. you're opening up a whole new door to their family and friends who are now going to know who you
and,
are.
And finally, just so I can let you go, you did mention that I could be buying leads as well, right?
Right. So there's a program. It's called Google Guaranteed. The thing with Google Guaranteed is that, and I'll tell you what falls under it for the flooring, because you don't do so much of the installation, right? You sell the product, correct?
Correct. Well, listen, the way it works is like this.
Okay.
I have my samples.
Uh-huh.
Somebody call me. Rudy, I need floor. I get to the house. I bring my carpet samples, and they pick a red color.
Okay.
And then I have an in, not necessarily in-house installers because I need to subcontract them in the sense that I pay them a gross amount where they have to deduct for their own taxes, their own things and their own whatever, saving me the time, well, time and money to do it myself.
Okay.
So that's how it works.
Okay.
So if for some reason you need carpeting, just an example, tomorrow, or in 2 days, or in 3 days, or in a week, I will have you scheduled with absolute no problem to get it done. So that's how it works.
Okay. Yeah, because with Google Guaranteed, I would say, I mean, to be very honest with you, let me just see. I'm going to look up something.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Because if I'm looking up a flooring store, right?
Mm-hmm.
I see Google Guaranteed. There's like one called A1 Coatings is in there, A+ Hardwood Floors, OCP Construction. These are guys, though, that are installing flooring, right? They do installation of floors. They do floor refinishing. They do floor repair and maintenance. So it's more geared to the services rather than selling.
Correct. The absolutely. Yes. Correct.
So, you know, after further discussing with you, I don't know if that would be the best program for you because it's going to bring you people that are, hey, I want to get some flooring installed. Right?
No.
And
no,
that's not what you need. That won't work for you.
What I need is somebody who says, I need to see some carpet samples.
Yeah.
Or
so
I
then
need
that's
to see
not,
some
yeah,
flooring
then Google
samples.
Guaranteed won't work for you. Yeah. Then Google Guaranteed is not going to be the best option for you because it's going to be mainly bringing in people that are like, hey, I need to get some carpet installed. Right? That's what it's going to bring. And so, to me, those leads aren't the kind of leads that you need. It's different if they're coming to you and saying, hey, I need to pick out some flooring. I'm interested in some carpet. You know, I want to look at what samples you have. And then when they buy from you, that's when you would offer like, hey, listen, if you need it installed, I got someone who can install it, right?
Well, no. Actually, the way it works is like this here. I don't do that.
Okay.
If you, let's say you want to put carpet in your house because you're going to sell it. So you call Rudy out of the website.
Right.
Rudy will come to you and say, listen, this is the lowest end, nice carpet, but you will give good value to your property and you can sell it easily. So I don't just show you the sample book. I sell the whole package. We do showing the carpeting, moving furniture, removing the old carpet, and we install your new carpet. That's my job.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, then Google Guarantee is not going to be the best option
for
you then. Yeah.
Those not very those simple things. Processes that I just told you is what needs to be emphasized on the website.
Yeah.
So I will talk to probably Lily and
yeah.
Lily
she's
aware
will,
of what I need,
yeah,
what I
she's
wanted,
completely
what I
aware,
and
that's why I said she's one of our best, and so she'll make sure it's done. Okay.
All right. Well,
but
listen.
I'm glad that I spoke with you, Rudy. It's been a minute.
Actually, it was a lot more than a minute, but thank you
I
very
know.
Much. I appreciate it.
Okay.
And I will continue
pleasure.
To look forward to see if we can get this board off the ground because
yeah.
It's been a while and we need to see results.
Yeah, for sure. Okay.
All right. Well, you have a wonderful day. Thank you,
you
for
too.
Reaching out and we'll stay in touch.
All right. Sounds good. Bye.
All right. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.